Nearly 3 out of every 10 students in Louisiana entering ninth grade won't graduate in 4 years. That's according to 2013 graduation rate numbers from the State Department of Education. It's a statistic that puts the state 44th in the nation. At a time when public school budgets are tight and classrooms at capacity, there are community programs designed to keep an attentive mind for at-risk students.
Ms. Trey, we can't help y'all, okay? Yeah, but if y'all need it, this is from the first page that we just spent.
Frederick Britton is an eighth grader. He attends Broaden Horizons, an educational enrichment program sponsored by First Baptist Church of West Monroe. It's funded in part by donations and a federal grant through the 21st Century Community Learning Centers program. Here, certified teachers provide after-school instruction for 350 elementary and middle school students from 5 Ouachita Parish schools. Frederick enjoys the time with friends and learning more about his favorite subject.
Science. I like the study of dinosaurs or the study of the solar system.
Beyond academics, the after-school session focuses on student character. Area college students serve as mentors, connecting with the boys and girls to make better decisions. Frederick reflects on what that's meant for him.
Before I was in Broaden Horizons, I was like bad and I didn't know what to do with my life. I used to steal. I used to disobey my parents. When I came into Broaden Horizons, they changed me to a better person. My life just changed right there.
It's the work of such programs that's the focus of American Graduates Day this Saturday. The national campaign brings awareness of the country's dropout crisis. Dwayne Lathan is principal at Riverbend Elementary. The school partners with Broaden Horizons. He says earlier in his career as a high school administrator, it was common to see 20 to 30 minority students graduate. When he considers an average of about 100 first graders starting out from each elementary school that feeds to the high school.
You know, you're losing over 100 kids just through dropout and stuff like that. So what I want to do at Riverbend is I want to give those kids the best foundation that I could give them. So hopefully it makes them successful as they move through middle school and high school.
Building a foundation that begins with challenges. Broaden Horizons Executive Director Dina McGrew says 91% of the program students qualify for free or reduced lunch in the school system, an indication of economic difficulties for many students' families.
Many of our students come from an environment of generational poverty where everyone in their family faces the same challenges. We seek to show kids what their lives can be like if they make different choices.
And those choices have brought positive results. There have been no cases of incarceration or pregnancy with program students. Last year, an overall GPA of 3.1 was achieved. McGrew wanted to look at long-term results. She researched the first 15 students to attend Broaden Horizons.
And so we were able to find 14 of the 15, and all 14 are in college.
One of those 14 is Robert Harris, who's attending Texas State University. He says his experience with the program gave him reason to come back with another purpose.
He was a mentor this summer at the Broaden Horizons Summer Program, and that was definitely an awesome experience. It gave me an opportunity to give back and give the kids the experience I had. I felt like that was my main goal this summer.
An experience that focused on a path to education that Robert hopes students like Frederick will continue to follow. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.